This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The first phase of assembly elections in Bihar begins today. 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts will go to polls in this phase. These include Patna, Vaishali, Nalanda, Bhojpur, Munger, Saran, Sivan, Begusarai, Lakhisarai, Gopalganj, Muzaffarpur, Darbhanga, Madhepura and Saharsa. Polling began at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 in the evening. However, due to security reasons, voting will conclude at 5 p.m. in Simri Bakhtiarpur, Mahishi, Tarapur, Munger, Jamalpur and in 56 polling booths of the Suryagarh Assembly segment. Elaborate security arrangements have been made to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. Central Armed Police Forces, along with state police, have been deployed across all polling stations. To promote women's empowerment, 926 all-women managed booths and 107 booths managed by Divyangjan, specially abled personnel, have been established. A special control room has been established at the Chief Electoral Officer's office in Patna. Voters can register complaints on phone number 0612-282-4001, fax at 0612-221-5611 or email at ceo_bihar@eci.gov.in and ceobihar@gmail.com. Several voter-centric initiatives, including mobile deposit facilities, will also be available during the elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the year-long commemoration of 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram in New Delhi tomorrow. The Ministry of Culture will organize the inaugural ceremony of the commemoration of 150 years of the national song. This event will mark the formal launch of a year-long nationwide commemoration from tomorrow till the 7th of November next year. The year-long commemoration will celebrate 150 years of this timeless composition, which inspired India's freedom movement and continues to evoke national pride and unity. Union Cabinet had, on 1st of last month, approved the nationwide celebrations to mark 150 years of the national song. The salient features of the inaugural ceremony will include curated exhibition tour on the history of 150 years of Vande Mataram. There will also be a screening of a short documentary film and release of a commemorative stamp and coin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian leading cooperatives Amul and IFFCO for securing the first and second ranks in the global ranking for cooperatives. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, India's cooperative sector is vibrant and is also transforming several lives. The government is taking numerous steps to further encourage this sector in the times to come, he added. The Indian Navy will formally commission the Ikshak ship into the service at Naval Base in Kochi today. The commissioning ceremony will be held in the presence of Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. The Ministry of Defence informed that Ikshak will enhance the Indian Navy's hydrographic survey capabilities, being the third vessel of the survey vessel class and the first to be based at the Southern Naval Command. In U.S., Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy has announced a 10% reduction in air travel capacity starting tomorrow at 40 major U.S. airports if the shutdown continues. This significant cut in flights is a direct response to a fatigue crisis among air traffic controllers. The head of the Federal Aviation Administration explained that the controllers have been forced to work without pay during the longest shutdown in the U.S. history, leading some to call in sick or seek out second jobs, which poses a risk to safety and operational capacity. India's top chess players made strong showings at the FIDE World Cup 2025 being held in Goa. Grandmasters Diego Keish, Arjun Erigasi and Pentala Harikrishna advancing to round three, while Deeptayan Ghosh delivered a stunning upset over reigning World Blitz co-champion Ian Neptomiachi. In men's cricket, fourth T20 national of the five-match series between India and Australia will be played at Carrara Oval in Queensland, Australia today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.